Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Thank you. I literally...
Thank you.
One of my... favorite parts of my job is putting this together.
Yeah, the other part is charity work.
I enjoy adopting highways, and I will actually leave them to my grandsons. I've actually got an orphan highway as well that I'm working to place with.
That's
a foster
so nice of you.
Highway.
Oh, no.
Well, it started out as a frontage road, so it's like, you ain't really a road. You're only there because they built a building down there on the side of the road. So you're really a frontage. You're like a dead end. I mean, you ain't, life's going nowhere.
I like to donate to charity. You know, one time I donated a, well, I donated a piece of furniture that fell apart.
You're so mighty noble.
What a bastard.
I just
apart.
Left it there.
You do
before you donated.
See, you put up these walls, these privacy barriers of your life. I say way too much, and then even off the air, it gets on the air. I'll tell that story one day. It's been long enough that I don't think they can legally do anything to me. Best damn audio, though.
Yeah, I'll. Dang it, I'll kick it off.
Kick it off now,
by all means.
Now, if you remember. A little time ago, I found a little treasure trove.
Drink.
I found some HR training videos.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm almost worked through them. It's a big box, and, you know, one by one, going through. And I will say, this one's probably the most biting of all of them.
Oh, my God.
And it's the shortest, but look, I think if it's taught us anything... It doesn't have to be in the workplace to be considered harassment.
No, you could be on your lunch hour. You know,
exactly.
An after-work networking party, you know.
You could be put in a difficult position if you're out somewhere enjoying your day and you see your boss who happens to come up to you, and this right here happens.
Hey, how's it going? Good, and you? What a f***. Got a place? Do I have a place?
Stop tape for discussion.
I don't know what to think about you anymore, fat boy.
I got it.
Did he point to any? Like when he says, "Oh yeah, I got a place." Did he like point to his face or his bottom or what?
I would do something real quick.
I'm dying. I'm like this. I love radio because you hear that and you can only imagine.
Oh my goodness!
I hate that song, by the way, but
it's pretty bad. know, some of these got beds on them. Let me make sure this is turned down.
Well, hopefully they lay down in the bed every once in a while.
My goodness.
Nobody wants to stand outside the truck all the time and do it.
I'm going to play it again, but I'm going to show you a companion video. This is the video, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, how's it going? Good, and you? What a... Got a place? Do I have a place?
Stop tape for discussion.
Okay. That's subtle, but yet deep. Because the song that's playing, which I guarantee was unlicensed, is Highway to the Danger Zone. So is he saying that he, in fact, has HIV?
I don't know, but...
That's the highway to his danger zone. He's not Hershey.
He's a skinny, bald guy. Reminds us of somebody.
I was going to say that he looked like a... A former American that I know.
Do not let your boss talk to you that way. In or out of the workplace.
Say, you hear something, say something. And that was outside. They were like at a farm, it looked like. It wasn't mine.
Oh, Lord.
It might, hang on now.
That was Old Maid McDonald's.
You know that going kind of got hot in here.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, so here we go with this. Life throws you some curveballs sometimes. Here is a girl in her 20s, finding out that her and her two sisters, who look to be around the same age, are going to be having another sister. Yes, their mother is pregnant at 44. And at first, they think that mom says it's going to be a girl. But listen to the panic when they find out she's having a little boy.
Are you pregnant?
Oh my God.
Are you serious right now?
Oh my God. She already has 3 adult children.
What the f***?
It's a girl, Kara, it's a girl.
Jesus.
They hold up the ultrasound and prove it's a boy, and then they just lose it. They go from being so happy to then screaming like they're terrified.
Like, no, we don't want a brother. Come on. You better get some tests.
I think it's also, I'm sitting here thinking, like, at that age, like, if my parents, the first thing and is like, y'all have still been having sex this whole time. That's crazy. Like, I never heard it. I never did.
Do you think that was a natural, like, look, we could be coming, like, to the age to where those are, like, natural occurrences now. Pregnancies at mid-40s, and some lady I read, I think, was 60 when she got pregnant.
Oh, God.
Was the last one that I saw?
Naturally. As long as one of them is, one of the parents is, you know, a little younger. I just, you know.
Yes.
You want to be able to look them in the eye and say, I will be there when you graduate.
Like, is it De Niro's youngest kid, 1 or 2 years
old? Pacino's got one that's not even a year old, correct?
I think so,
Alba.
Maybe.
God, Lord.
Hoorah!
You want to be little able to baby. Pick them up and carry them.
I got 2 grandkids, ain't even 50.
Come here, little baby.
I like it, though, because, you know, like, if you imagine, like, his grandkids, he's going to be like 120. He ain't going to be able to get on the floor and play with them.
No. Mm-hmm. He's already going to be on the floor.
He's going to be in the ground. All right, thank you. I love the news. I really, really do. Now, I have to explain this because it is on video, and you're going to hear the audio. What happens sometimes, and it's something we've talked about here but from time to time, and we stereotype people. So you have this woman who is white, and I'm telling you that because you can't see. She's a meteorologist. She's getting ready to throw it to a newer anchor who is black. Okay, and the reason I'm telling you this is because a lot of times white people will try to accustomize themselves to other cultures, and it just comes off sounding completely ridiculous. There's a song, I don't know if you've ever heard, by Skrilla. It's called Doot Doot That 6-7. It's very popular.
It's a classic.
She mentions that and then throws it to him live, and you can clearly hear this young man does not have a clue what the hell she's talking about.
All those temperatures made me think of 6-7.
It sounds like a pretty dope performance. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this brand new.
He don't know how to.
That dope. You know what I mean?
Should I acknowledge this?
It's 6-7. All right, that one fell flat. I get it.
He's not good at working in the natural flow.
That one fell flat. I have to remember that people can't see it. And then the fact that I have to say, oh, yeah, they got... It's like when my mom would always tell me stories. It's like, why do you need to tell me all those different descriptions and stuff?
Dude, this gets so hard for me because I get so stringent on what makes the cut.
This blonde-headed woman walked in. Why did you need to tell me she was blonde? She was driving a green car.
Blonde-headed.
She, you know, it wasn't like racism or anything like that. It was just her telling the story with colors and adjectives and such.
6'7"
All right. God, now you make me worried. I know this one's good. Things that we take for granted in America. Something that you mentioned his name earlier, oddly enough. You mentioned Colonel Sanders. And there's a certain part of Jamaica that did not have Kentucky Fried Chicken, and now they do. And they spoke with this woman. I cannot pronounce her name, and I'm not going to try to. You will hear the sheer excitement in her voice that KFC has finally made it to her neighborhood, Mon.
People like Dawn say, come what may, dusk or dawn, she's not leaving without chicken.
Yeah, me want my chicken. Me want it nice, spicy. You see the barbecue? You see the original? I'll be a summer.
So you say this, the long line, not deter you from going in?
No, you're mad. Me have to go in there. My friend, them have to go in there too. The one we have to go in there, I'll pack up in there. Got me a chicken. Yeah.
No teeth, no problem.
I have been a denture. They can't eat the chicken same way. You understand? All I want to do is just take out our teeth and I can't see you a weird one. You understand? Got it full of spice.
He said no teeth, no problem.
It shows her taking her teeth out to eat a chicken leg. I love that, and it's not a demeaning. I love that accent where she's like, it's the chicken. It's spicy. Nice.
She got a little Chewbacca in her for a little bit.
Well, some guy says something to her about, you know, in his native tongue, like, yeah, this chicken's great. And she starts talking to him, man, my own thing.
Yeah, he was like, the way he reported it, like, I didn't know Jamaica had local news.
They got KFC.
I thought they had to pipe it in.
Yeah, they really do.
It's odd what you go around other countries like on the Google Maps and see what they got as far as our food.
I used to enjoy doing that on Snapchat. That was really... Also, I feel like any woman should not have that map on. Snapchat map? Snap map. Whatever the heck it's called.
Snapchat map?
Snapchat. All right, I have not done well today. I've seen Paige even... twinkle in her eye or anything.
She's enthralled in technology currently.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to pay for it or not?
I've got a rap song that I had to split up into two. I'm going to give you the first part right now. And it was, I think I love it. It might be my new favorite artist. So here's part one of a song called I Hope by an artist named, let me open the internet here, Jay Lewis. Featuring Gorilla Mode Dez.
No.
Yeah, all Gorilla Mode Dez is back, and here's part one of I Hope. Listen to that beat.
I hope you order Dr. Pepper and they give your ass coke. Bitch, I hope you eat two Popeyes biscuits and you choke. I hope one day you just get stranded in the jungle and get by an ape. I hope you trying to rap a prison and you can't find a tape. I hope you go get them new J's and they turn out to be fake. I hope you win the trip to Africa and choke on the grape. Hope you decide to take a run and go get bit by a snake. I hope your nana cook spaghetti and they run out of plates. I hope your boyfriend your mama and record it. I hope your little brother found washing powder and he snort it. I hope your motor blow out. I hope you catch a blowout. I hope your uncle loses his wallet every time he go out. I hope you break your neck, bitch. I hope you break your spinal cord. Hope your little sister fall off a bike and break her handlebars. I hope you cut your hand on some glass. I hope a homeless person beat you up and spit on your ass. I hope you go enroll in college and don't pass your little class. I hope you fall in some gas. I hope your kids get a stepdad and he beat on their ass. I hope you fall in some stairs and f*** your knee up. I hope you get in the fight at Walmart and get beat up. I hope the wind blow your f***ing weave off.
Dude, that's part one. How about where he says, I hope you fill your little class.
I hope you fall down in some gas.
Well, the homeless guy spit on your ass.
Like, man, I would hope. Is that like early AI rap?
This is real. I got to show you
somebody wrote and recorded that.
There's a music video to it. And then you got people in the background that are throwing up the signs and the birds and like kids.
God.
Because now like, local rappers, they'll put neighborhood kids in the video and they're doing the birds and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Part two features a couple different people coming up here shortly.
I'm glad there is a part two. I'm going to introduce you to... First, I'd like to apologize for that first couple that I played there.
Hope you fail your little class.
I'm going to introduce you to a young man by the name of Big Pookie. Big Pookie will change your life.
Hell
Big
yeah.
Pookie's aunt and uncle are awesome.
What a name. I've got the this is a cameo to where the person doing the cameo is so stupid they don't know they're doing a fake cameo, and it's the topic is I guess educational but gross.
Is this like the Brett Favre thing that time? Didn't he end up doing one for some kind of supremacy group and didn't realize it? Yeah.
So, but this is so obvious that when the person doing the cameo should have realized what it was for.
Oh, God.
They just did it anyway. They didn't stop.
Okay.
The Island Boys.
And when we come back, we'll check in with Paige Lazinski. She's going to tell us her thoughts on the first half. Clearly, Team Fatboy way ahead of Team Batman.
I did like the rap song.
See? I told you. I predicted it. Well, we won't check in with you next. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The best. Moving to the second half.
And now it's time for the best.
Many of you are filing out of the stadium.
Damn audio.
I think the second half might be better, though. At least from my end. Not my end, but my side. There's no hope for that.
This will be a lot better. Because when I play my song, my favorite part's coming up. The second part of the second verse.
Oh.
Do you want to share the artist's name?
Yeah,
Is it comfortable to say on the radio?
Oh, yeah. So, it's called I Hope by Jay Lewis and Gorilla Modez.
You said that. That's right. Okay.
I hope.
Gorilla Modez.
Gorilla Modez.
Okay. Why don't you start us off? Because I want to come from behind and not in a traditional way.
Well, cameos. You can still get them from, and it's grown a lot. A lot of people do cameos now. Especially these boys here, even though one of them's doing it.
You ever done one?
I've not done one.
Yeah.
I've not bought one.
I bought one. It was a regretful one, though. It was dumb.
Oh, really? Well, for somebody, obviously, I guess.
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow. I overthink.
I got questions now.
I'll tell you off there.
Okay. Because we were on the precipice of it, to be honest with you. We were doing shout-outs during, was it COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started doing snap haulers.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Until Snapchat started sucking.
I don't exactly know who the Island Boys are. Are they rappers?
I don't know. I mentioned them the other day. You told me they were Island Boys. Like, who's them kids from, seems like Jersey, who have like hair like a dinosaur?
Nice.
And they're twins. So there's a guy who buys cameos for his content, and he'll write out what he wants them to say. And he got Tito Santana with one. Now he's getting one of the Island Boys with it. And I guess this is probably educational, you could say, for you ladies out there. He's trying to, you know, cheer this. The guy said the message is toward his daughter, who doesn't exist. So the Island Boy thinks he's talking to this guy's daughter.
Oh, my God.
And his message, I guess, is an educational one. I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, Chloe, I heard you're a big fan of the Island Boys. So, yeah, you an island girl. I heard you're dealing with your first yeast infection. You feel embarrassed. Yeah, it's a very normal thing. It happens all the time. Do not be ashamed of it. Let me tell you something. I've dated girls that had yeast infections like 10, 11 times in a matter of a month. It happens. Do not be embarrassed. Just don't tell people about it. It's okay. Just tell someone that you trust, and that's pretty much it. And get it fixed, and that's that. And it'll go away. It's not something that's permanent. It's just something very temporary, and it's part of life. You're gonna get things. Things are gonna happen. Things are gonna come your way. But you should be thankful. It's just a yeast infection, love. It's nothing. Nothing at all. You know how many girls I know that have yeast infections? I didn't laugh at them.
Oh my God.
He's just like that.
I only heard one Island Boy on there, though.
Yeah, it's just him for one. I don't know which
one. I would want half my money back.
I don't know which one you could request, unless they cut it where they both jumped in, and, you know, you don't realize it. But
okay, so one Island Boy is 135. If you want both, it's 180.
Oh, okay. Well, I get that. I just do the one.
You don't want to pay the additional $45 and get two Island Boys for the price of one?
He shouldn't be laughing at all those girls he knows that are infected.
No, that's kidding. And they've had 10 or 11 in a month.
It doesn't bother him.
He does. He just laughs at them. Golly, bum. All right. This child right here, I do not have his name, though. I will tell you that even with my own grandson, I'll give him a toy or whatever. He'll end up playing with the box more than he will play with the toy itself sometimes. He's just so creative. Oh, I'm making a little fort or whatever, you know.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
How did you say that? What's in the box? Grandpa?
This kid has got such an imagination, and he's got just a regular bicycle, but he's like, it doesn't sound cool. I want it to sound cool. So he shows you a little hack that you can do with a empty water bottle, and you too can get the gnar, gnar, gnar.
Language on the Science Kid here, and this is Normal Bike.
He's riding his bike.
Where's the sound? Where's the coolness? Burr. I got my bottle adopter. Just kidding. My bottle adapter. That's how cool people say adapter. Oh, no, no, no. Anyway, let me insert it into my car.
He's putting the water bottle into the back of the tire.
Now, hear the difference.
That's his bicycle.
What?
No, 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 no. You know where the back of your tire is on your bicycle?
Yeah.
He stuck a water bottle down between the tire and the freaking axle right there. And it makes that sound.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, it sounds like a chainsaw.
It did. It did sound like a chainsaw. I think that's why he's going, no, 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 no.
I couldn't figure out, like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Did somebody give the kid an effing chainsaw?
What the hell?
And he took it to his bike.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I've not done well today. I'm 0 for 4.
Well, I say it's a group. You make it a versus. You know, it's a group presentation.
Yeah, but
you get too competitive.
No, it's not. But I don't feel mine have garnered the laughter yours has.
This one will.
I won't use gay porn on mine. I'm sorry.
HR training videos. Hello.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. And then if I don't get a laugh out of you, then I want to be done with it. This is an aunt and uncle, and they're watching their nephew, and his name is Pookie. Pookie is heavy set. I can say that as a former Husky boy.
Pookie.
They've made a impromptu slip and slide out of goods that you might buy from a gas station.
Sweet.
Looks like a tarp and such. He's hefty, though, and they go and they're filming him, and often like my parents were doing when I got stuck in the slide at Ocean Lakes, they're laughing at him rather than helping him. So you can hear Big Pookie sliding across the slip and slide, but he ain't sliding because he's so damn big.
Let me see you slide, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. Boy, ain't going nowhere. Stuck like Elmer's glue. Look at him. I might need to put some WD-40 and some baby oil down there for you, Big Pookie. Come on, let's show me something, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. Look at that. Boy, you ain't doing nothing. Run my water bill up out here. And Boomer, you just sitting there looking at him. You ain't trying to help him or nothing. Come on, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. That's it right there. Big Pookie, you got to stop eating them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You like a big walrus out there.
Come on, Big Pookie.
You know what, Big Pookie? You ain't even slid an inch. We've been taking this thing right on back up there to Dollar General. We finna take this slide right back down. Look at that, y'all. Look at this. Ain't slid an inch. You might as well just get up and roll down there. Try to roll down there, some Big Pookie. Try to roll. Boom. You ain't gonna help him. You just gonna look over and just stare at him. You disgusted too, ain't it?
She chimes in.
Paige, crack a smile. What's on your mind?
Big Pookie.
He wrote on my water bill.
Come on, Big Pookie.
You can't look to her as the measuring stick for this stuff.
I know what she's doing over there. She's so concerned about her interview. She's freaking out about it.
We gotta get into her videos at some point. Yeah, I'm serious. You cannot use Paige as a measuring stick for any kind of reaction. That's all I'm going to say right now. I got a whole big thing about her.
What do you mean?
The videos Paige watches are not funny.
How do you know what I watch? That's even weirder than anything.
Because you'll sit in here and play them, and it's like you'll laugh at it hysterically, and I'm like, this is not good. And I'm like, who sent you that? And he said, my girlfriend. Like, whoever sent you those videos, you need to block them.
I didn't mean to turn y'all on each other.
I mean specifically what videos, because some of the stuff that I watch is pretty mean.
I haven't heard it, like, in here. I can't, like, now you're doing,
okay,
like...
Okay, now you're right, because mine is mainly animal stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Because okay, you don't like animals, so you wouldn't think that's funny if they have,
that's
like,
true. Fat Boy said, why do you have so many pets when you don't even make money off all of them?
I mean,
what are you doing with the cat?
Well, that's different. Like, I spend $6 a week. Hang on, I got it.
Okay, mine is mainly, like, either boxer humor.
God.
Did he just fart?
I thought they were calling for thunder.
Do you want to save that one for next week?
No.
I want to go off on a good note.
Well, I got you.
Damn. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I feel like I flopped today.
I'm sorry.
Damn, flop. Big Pookie was good.
Okay,
Big Pookie was cute.
Part two of the rap song. This is my favorite part of the rap song.
Good. Change this mood. And y'all make up. I want y'all to get to it.
Oh, no.
Kiss bottoms and make up.
I'm not offended by that because I think the Barbie humor that I do, you know, with Barbie saying stuff, you're not going to like that stuff.
Like, you'll sit there and crack up. I'm like.
Because it's funny. But you don't have the same problems that I have, so we're not going to relate to anything. You don't wear high heels, or your feet don't hurt.
As far as you know,
there are man problems, not just female problems.
That's true.
We don't have our own doctor to go to, though. Okay.
Yeah. So you're not sending your bestie videos.
There's not an OBGUI.
Are you? Every day?
Oh.
Ob guy.
Am I not what?
Do you send your bestie videos all the time?
I don't have a bestie.
Exactly. That's why you don't get it. You don't get it.
I'm the worst when it comes to me. Like, it's got to make me die before I even, like, you know, share it, send it. Because that's your credibility, you know, when you send people videos.
But do you, okay, in our group thread, do you ever ha-ha or LOL something just to acknowledge it and make the person feel good?
Probably like, you know, 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Or somebody.
Like, I've laughed at some of Jugs that I didn't think were all that funny. But I wanted him to feel nice for wanting us to smile. I mean, the intent is to make someone's day, to make them smile. And if they don't acknowledge it at all, it's like, oh, you didn't think that was funny.
This one right here. Okay. This is hilarious.
I need hilarity.
Well, if you like the part one of I Hope, you're going to love part two.
I hope the wind blow your f***ing weave off. I hope your kids catch a heat stroke playing on a seesaw. I hope R. Kelly take you on a date and get you peed on. I hope you die choking on a T-bone. I hope on all your wedding pics your grandma smile without a f***ing T-phone. I hope you got a stalker and your snap location be on. I hope your steering wheel lock on a curve and hit a pole. I hope you can't get out and explode. I hope your grandpa life insurance cancel. I hope you throw a party, I'ma crash. I hope you know I really hate your family. I hope your kids end up just like me without a daddy. I hope for Halloween they give them pills that look like candy.
Bitch, I hope you crash head first into a bus full of retarded children. Your car catch on fire from the floor, from the power. I hope you never find out who
you like hateful. That boy.
And I hope you know I'm serious, I can't make this up.
Bitch,
I
hope Disney Records for that hateful. Crazy.
Bitch, I'm... Hang on a second. I got to restart.
I want to hear the end
of
this.
My God.
That is the best.
Like, is this a bit? Like, does he think, like, I mean, he really think this is like he's rapping?
I'll do the accompaniment with you for this one. Let me cue it up again. I got it up here.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure this is off. Make sure nothing's going to feedback through the board.
Do you have to edit this at all?
Yeah. I had to do a couple bleeps. So we'll get to the... I'll get to the second part here.
And this is by...
This is I Hope by Jay Lewis and Gorilla Modez.
Gorilla Modez.
See if we can match it up here. We're pretty close.
I hope the wind blow your f***ing weave off. I hope your kids catch a heat stroke playing on a seesaw. I hope R. Kelly take you on a date and get you peed on. I hope you die choking on a T-bone. I hope on all your wedding pics your grandma smile without a f***ing T-phone. I hope you got a stalker and your snap location be on. I hope your steering wheel lock on a curve and hit a pole. I hope you can't get out and explode. I hope
that's
your grandpa
not real.
Life insurance cancel. I hope you throw a party, I'ma crash. I hope you know I really hate your family. I hope your kids end up just like me without a daddy. I hope for Halloween they give them pills that look like candy.
Bitch, I hope you crash head first into a bus full of retarded children. Your car catch on fire from the floor, from the power. I hope you never find out who your baby f***. And I hope you know I'm serious, I can't make this up. Bitch, I hope your brother f*** your sister and get up pregnant. Bitch, I might just post a couple pictures of you naked. Bitch, I hope you wake up in your f***ing dog die. Bitch, I hope your brother get his head bust online. Bitch ass, I hope you're at your BM house and I walk out. Bitch ass, I hope she lick my and kiss you in your mouth. Bitch ass, send my dog to steal them TVs out your house. Bitch.
All right, Ewan.
I love you,
Fat Boy, even though you don't think I'm funny. That was the best ever.
Like, these kids are just at a park, and and I know that's AI or CGI or whatever. There's a car on fire in the park.
God.
And these kids are like 7 or 8 years old, and they're throwing up G signs and dollar bills.
It burns everything.
The bus got me.
He hoped the guy's brother got his own sister pregnant. Oh, how about that part?
Oh, my God.
That
God. You know what though? I kind of had an experience yesterday where I spread that one around, and there were some people that were like, "Well, it's not funny. Your sexual assault's not funny." I'm like, it's just a joke. Hello, a video.
Who'd you send it to though?
I sent it to a lot of female friends, and I'm like, "Look, this would be hilarious," and they're like, "Nope, not funny." I'm like, "Well,
some women won't laugh at that just because of I'm not laughing at that."
Yeah, I'm like, "Come
not
on,
appropriate."
But they'll Curb watch murder docs. Yeah. They don't like to hear murder rap, but they'll watch a murder doc.
He'll say pumpkin spice in a second. Just listen to it.
Hey, when I say murder doc, I'm not talking about Kevorkian, okay? Yeah, not even get a laugh out of that one. Y'all can eat it.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Hello?
Hi, is Kenny there?
No, he's not here right now. Can I take a message?
How come Kenny's not there? This is his number.
He's at work. Who is this?
Well, who are you?
Excuse me? Who is this?
This is Kenny's girlfriend. Who the hell are you?
Okay, this is Kenny's wife. Who, again, I'm going to say, who are you?
Kenny doesn't have a wife.
Oh, yes, Kenny does have a wife. Who, come on, who is this? Seriously, who is this?
This is a friend of his. And you know, I'm an intimate friend of Kenny. Skinny Kenny, who likes to run around in the nude.
All right, you know what? This is really getting not funny at all. You better tell me your name.
It's not funny because I'm f***ing your husband. And I have all to right, tell you, I'm not real happy.
No. You don't use that kind of language with me. Who is this?
You know, he left a picture of himself on my phone. Skinny Kenny did. And I just saw the picture. You want to know what the picture is?
Listen to me. Whoever this is...
You can just call me
really
Betty.
Betty? Okay, Betty. Can I call you Betty the slut? How about that? How about that? How does that sound?
I wouldn't say I was a slut. I think he's a willing participant.
I would say that you are. And I would say that I'm going to hang up, and you better not call here again.
Well,
you understand?
You might want to have
caller ID, and I can find out where you're calling from.
Well, do you know how many times I call Kenny at this number? You might want to check with your husband, because we've been seeing a lot of each other. He likes...
Yeah, okay. My husband... All right. There might be some husbands that this might come as a great shock. This is not my husband. All right? Okay? There's no way. There's no way in hell.
Well, your husband
okay?
likes rough sex in the morning and slow lovemaking at night.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just want you to know that I'm going to check caller ID, and don't be surprised if you get a little visit from, I don't know, maybe the police. How do you feel about that?
Well, he showed me a little visit. I just had a pedicure on my toes, and he licked my toes and other things.
What is the matter with you, lady?
What's the matter with you, lady? Your husband is my boyfriend. Shall I describe this?
Here. Don't call again, all right?
You might want to tell him to change his number if he's fooling around. He's got a nice... I like having sex with Kenny. Skinny Kenny.
I cannot believe this. Is somebody putting you up to this? What?
Yeah, he put me up to it. He put me up to a lot of things. He likes it.
That's enough. That's enough. Okay? That's enough. Even as a joke, that is enough.
It was enough. I liked it. I have a pair of hot pants that he gave me, and I was wearing these stripper boots.
Enough. Enough. I cannot believe. You know what? You got some serious problems. You know what? You're not worth my time. Bye.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.